In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Alif Lam Mim. Allah, there is no God except Him, is the Living One, the All-Sustainer. He has sent down to you the book with the truth confirming what was revealed before it, and He had sent down the Torah and the Evangel before as guidance for mankind, and He has sent down the criterion. Indeed, those who defy the signs of Allah, there is a severe punishment for them, and Allah is Almighty, Avenger. Nothing is indeed hidden from Allah in the earth or in the sky. It is He who forms you in the wombs however He wishes. There is no God except Him, the Almighty, the All-Wise. It is He who has sent down to you the book. Parts of it are definitive verses, which are the mother of the book, while others are metaphorical. As for those in whose hearts is defiance, they pursue what is metaphorical in it, courting temptation and courting its interpretation. But no one knows its interpretation except Allah and those firmly grounded in knowledge. They say, "We believe in it. All of it is from our Lord, and none takes admonition except those who possess intellect." They say, "Our Lord, do not make our hearts swerve after you have guided us and bestow your mercy on us. Indeed, you are the All-Beneficent." Our Lord, you will indeed gather mankind on a day in which there is no doubt. Indeed, Allah does not break His promise. As for the faithless, neither their wealth nor their children shall avail them anything against Allah. It is they who will be fuel for the fire. As in the case of Pharaoh's clan and those who were before them who denied our signs, so Allah sees them for their sins, and Allah is severe in retribution. Say to the faithless, "You shall be overcome and mustered toward hell, and it is an evil resting place." There was certainly a sign for you in the two hosts that met, one host fighting in the way of Allah, and the other faithless, who saw them visibly twice as many. Allah strengthens with His help whomever He wishes. There is indeed a moral in that for those who have insight. To mankind has been made to seem decorous the love of worldly desires, including women and children, accumulated piles of gold and silver, horses of mark, livestock and farms. Those are the wares of the life of this world, but Allah, with Him, is a good destination. Say, shall I inform you of something better than that? For those who are God-wary, there will be gardens near their Lord, with streams running in them, to remain in them forever, and chaste mates, and Allah's pleasure. And Allah sees best the servants. Those who say, "Our Lord, indeed we have faith, so forgive us our sins and save us from the punishment of the fire," patient and truthful, obedient and charitable, and pleading Allah's forgiveness at dawns. Allah bears witness that there is no God except Him, and so do the angels, and those who possess knowledge, maintainer of justice. There is no God but Him, the Almighty, the All-Wise. Indeed, with Allah, religion is Islam. And those who were given the book did not defer, except after knowledge had come to them, out of envy among themselves. And whoever defies Allah's signs should know that Allah is swift at reckoning. So if they argue with you, say, "I have submitted my will to Allah, and so has he who follow me." And say to those who were given the book and the uninstructed ones, "Do you submit?" If they submit, they will certainly be guided. But if they turn away, then your duty is only to communicate, and Allah sees best the servants. Those who defy Allah's signs and kill the prophets unjustly, and kill those who call for justice from among the people, inform them of a painful punishment. They are the ones whose works have failed in this world and the hereafter, and they will have no helpers. Have you not regarded those who were given a share of the book, who are summoned to the book of Allah in order that it may judge between them, whereat a part of them refuse to comply and they are disregardful? That is because they say, "The fire shall not touch us except for a number of days," and they have been misled in their religion by what they used to fabricate. But how will it be with them when we gather them on a day in which there is no doubt, and every soul shall be recompensed fully for what it has earned, and they will not be wronged? Say, "O Allah, Master of all sovereignty, you give sovereignty to whomever you wish, and strip of sovereignty whomever you wish. You make mighty whomever you wish, and you abase whomever you wish. All good is in your hand. Indeed, you have power over all things. You make the night pass into the day, and you make the day pass into the night. You bring forth the living from the dead, and you bring forth the dead from the living, and you provide whomever you wish without any reckoning. The faithful should not take the faithless for allies instead of the faithful, and whoever does that, Allah will have nothing to do with him, except when you are wary of them out of caution. Allah warns you to beware of disobeying him, and toward Allah is the return. Say, whether you hide what is in your hearts or disclose it, Allah knows it, and He knows whatever there is in the heavens and whatever there is in the earth, and Allah has power over all things. The day when every soul will find present whatever good it has done, and as to whatever evil it has done, it will wish there were a far distance between it and itself. Allah warns you to beware of disobeying Him, and Allah is most kind to His servants. Say, if you love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you and forgive you your sins, and Allah is all-forgiving, all-merciful. Say, obey Allah and the Apostle, but if they turn away, indeed Allah does not like the faithless. Indeed Allah chose Adam and Noah and the progeny of Abraham and the progeny of Imran above all the nations. Some of them are descendants of the others, and Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. When the wife of Imran said, My Lord, I dedicate to you what is in my belly, in consecration, accept it from me. Indeed, you are the all-hearing, the all-knowing. And when she bore her, she said, My Lord, I have borne a female child, and Allah knew better what she had borne, and the female is not like the male. I have named her Mary, and I commend her and her offspring to your care against the evil of the outcast Satan. Thereupon her Lord accepted her with a gracious acceptance and made her grow up in a worthy fashion, and he charged Zechariah with her care. Whenever Zechariah visited her in the sanctuary, he would find provisions with her. He said, O Mary, from where does this come for you? She said, It comes from Allah. Allah provides whomever He wishes without any reckoning. Thereat Zechariah supplicated his Lord. He said, My Lord, grant me a good offspring from you. Indeed, you hear all supplications. Then the angels called out to him as he stood praying in the sanctuary, Allah gives you the good news of John as a confirmer of a word of Allah, eminent and chaste, a prophet among the righteous. He said, My Lord, how shall I have a son while old age has overtaken me and my wife is barren? He said, So it is that Allah does whatever He wishes. He said, My Lord, grant me a sign. He said, Your sign is that you will not speak to people for 3 days except in gestures, and remember your Lord greatly, and glorify Him morning and evening. And when the angels said, O Mary, Allah has chosen you and purified you, and He has chosen you above the world's women. O Mary, be obedient to your Lord, and prostrate and bow down with those who bow in worship. These accounts are from the unseen, which we reveal to you, and you were not with them when they were casting lots to see which of them would take charge of Mary's care, nor were you with them when they were contending. When the angels said, O Mary, Allah gives you the good news of a word from Him, whose name is Messiah, Jesus, Son of Mary, distinguished in the world and the hereafter, and one of those brought near to Allah. He will speak to people in the cradle and in adulthood, and will be one of the righteous. She said, My Lord, how shall I have a child, seeing that no human has ever touched me? He said, So it is that Allah creates whatever He wishes. When He decides on a matter, He just says to it, Be, and it is. And He will teach him the book and wisdom, the Torah and the Evangel. And he will be an apostle to the children of Israel, and he will declare, I have certainly brought you a sign from your Lord. I will create for you out of clay the form of a bird, then I will breathe into it, and it will become a bird by Allah's leave. And I heal the blind and the leper, and I revive the dead by Allah's leave. And I will tell you what you have eaten, and what you have stored in your houses. There is indeed a sign in that for you, should you be faithful. And I come to confirm the truth of that which is before me of the Torah, and to make lawful for you some of the things that were forbidden you. I have brought you a sign from your Lord, so be wary of Allah and obey me. Indeed Allah is my Lord and your Lord, so worship Him. This is a straight path. And when Jesus sensed their faithlessness, He said, Who will be my helpers toward Allah? The disciples said, "We will be helpers of Allah. We have faith in Allah and bear witness that we are Muslims. Our Lord, we believe in what you have sent down and we follow the apostle, so write us among the witnesses." Then they plotted against Jesus, and Allah also devised, and Allah is the best of devisers. When Allah said, "O Jesus, I shall take your soul, and I shall raise you up toward myself, and I shall clear you of the calumnies of the faithless, and I shall set those who follow you above the faithless until the day of resurrection, then to me will be your return, whereat I will judge between you concerning that about which you used to defer. As for the faithless, I will punish them with a severe punishment in the world and the hereafter, and they will have no helpers. But as for those who have faith and do righteous deeds, he will pay them in full their rewards, and Allah does not like the wrongdoers. These that we recite to you are from the signs and the wise reminder. Indeed, the case of Jesus with Allah is like the case of Adam. He created him from dust, then said to him, "Be," and he was. This is the truth from your Lord, so do not be among the skeptics. Should anyone argue with you concerning him, after the knowledge that has come to you, say, "Come, let us call our sons and your sons, our women and your women, our souls and your souls. Then let us pray earnestly and call down Allah's curse upon the liars." This is indeed the true account for sure. There is no God but Allah, and indeed Allah is the Almighty, the All-Wise. But if they turn away, indeed Allah knows best the agents of corruption. Say, O people of the book, come to a word common between us and you, that we will worship no one but Allah, and that we will not ascribe any partner to him, and that we will not take each other as lords besides Allah. But if they turn away, say, be witnesses that we are Muslims. O people of the book, why do you argue concerning Abraham? Neither the Torah nor the Evangel were sent down until long after him. Do you not apply reason? Ah, you are the very ones who argue about that of which you have knowledge. Why then do you argue about that of which you have no knowledge, and Allah knows and you do not know? Abraham was neither a Jew nor a Christian. Rather, he was a Hanif, a Muslim, and he was not one of the polytheists. Indeed, the nearest of all people to Abraham are those who follow him and this prophet and those who have faith, and Allah is the guardian of the faithful. A group of the people of the book were eager they could lead you astray, yet they led no one astray except themselves, but they are not aware. O people of the book, why do you defy Allah's signs while you testify to their truth? O people of the book, why do you mix the truth with falsehood and conceal the truth while you know it? A group of the people of the book say, believe in what has been sent down to the faithful at the beginning of the day, and disbelieve at its end, so that they may turn back from their religion. And do not believe anyone except him who follows your religion. Say, indeed true guidance is the guidance of Allah. And do not believe that anyone may be given the like of what you were given, or that he may argue with you before your Lord. Say, indeed all grace is in Allah's hand. He grants it to whomever he wishes, and Allah is all bounteous, all knowing. He singles out for his mercy whomever he wishes, and Allah is dispenser of a great grace. And among the people of the book is he who, if you entrust him with a quintal, will repay it to you. And among them is he who, if you entrust him with a dinar, will not repay it to you unless you stand persistently over him. That is because they say, we have no obligation to the non-Jews, but they speak lies against Allah, and they know it. Yes, whoever fulfills his commitments and is wary of Allah, Allah indeed loves the God-wary. Those who sell Allah's covenant and their oaths for a paltry gain, there shall be no share for them in the hereafter, and Allah will not speak to them, nor will He so much as look at them on the day of resurrection, nor will He purify them, and there is a painful punishment for them. There is indeed a group of them who twist their tongues to mimic the book, that you may suppose that it is from the book, though it is not from the book. And they say, it is from Allah, though it is not from Allah. And they attribute lies to Allah, and they know it. It does not behoove any human that Allah should give him the book, judgment and prophethood, and then he should say to the people, Be my servants instead of Allah. Rather, he would say, Be a godly people because of your teaching the book and because of your studying it. And he would not command you to take the angels and the prophets for lords. Would he call you to unfaith after you have been Muslims? When Allah took a compact concerning the prophets, he said, Inasmuch as I have given you of the book and wisdom, should an apostle come to you thereafter, confirming what is with you, you shall believe in him and help him. He said, Do you pledge and accept my covenant on this condition? They said, We pledge. He said, Then be witnesses, and I am also among the witnesses along with you. Then whoever turns away after that, it is they who are the transgressors. Do they then seek a religion other than Allah's, while to him submits whoever there is in the heavens and the earth, willingly or unwillingly, and to him they will be brought back? Say, We have faith in Allah and in what has been sent down to us, and what was sent down to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, and the tribes, and that which Moses and Jesus were given, and the prophets from their Lord. We make no distinction between any of them, and to him do we submit. Should anyone follow a religion other than Islam, it shall never be accepted from him, and he will be among the losers in the hereafter. How shall Allah guide a people who have disbelieved after their faith and after bearing witness that the apostle is true, and after manifest proofs had come to them? Allah does not guide the wrongdoing lot. Their requital is that there shall be upon them the curse of Allah, the angels, and all mankind. They will remain in it forever, and their punishment shall not be lightened, nor will they be granted any respite, except such as repent after that and make amends, for Allah is all-forgiving, all-merciful. Indeed, those who turn faithless after their faith and then advance in faithlessness, their repentance will never be accepted, and it is they who are the astray. Indeed, those who turn faithless and die while they are faithless, a world of gold will not be accepted from any of them, should he offer it for ransom. For such there will be a painful punishment, and they will have no helpers. You will never attain piety until you spend out of what you hold dear, and whatever you may spend of anything, Allah indeed knows it. All food was lawful to the children of Israel, except what Israel had forbidden himself before the Torah was sent down. Say, Bring the Torah and read it, should you be truthful. So whoever fabricates a lie against Allah, after that, it is they who are the wrongdoers. Say, Allah has spoken the truth, so follow the creed of Abraham, a Hanif, and he was not one of the polytheists. Indeed, the first house to be set up for mankind is the one of Becca, blessed and a guidance for all nations. In it are manifest signs and Abraham's station, and whoever enters it shall be secure. And it is the duty of mankind toward Allah to make pilgrimage to the house for those who can afford the journey to it. And should anyone renege on his obligation, Allah is indeed without need of the creatures. Say, O people of the book, why do you defy the signs of Allah, while Allah is witness to what you do? Say, O people of the book, why do you bar the faithful from the way of Allah, seeking to make it crooked, while you are witnesses to its truthfulness, and Allah is not oblivious of what you do? O you who have faith, if you obey a part of those who are given the book, they will turn you back after your faith into faithless ones. And how would you be faithless while the signs of Allah are recited to you and His Apostle is in your midst? And whoever takes recourse in Allah is certainly guided to a straight path. O you who have faith, be wary of Allah with the wariness due to Him and do not die except as Muslims. Hold fast altogether to Allah's cord and do not be divided into sects. And remember Allah's blessing upon you when you were enemies. Then He brought your hearts together, so you became brothers with His blessing, and you were on the brink of a pit of fire, whereat He saved you from it. Thus does Allah clarify His signs for you, so that you may be guided. There has to be a nation among you summoning to the good, bidding what is right, and forbidding what is wrong. It is they who are the felicitous. Do not be like those who became divided into sects and deferred after manifest signs had come to them. For such, there will be a great punishment. On the day when some faces will turn white and some faces will turn black. As for those whose faces turn black, it will be said to them, Did you disbelieve after your faith? So taste the punishment because of what you used to disbelieve. But as for those whose faces become white, they shall dwell in Allah's mercy, and they will remain in it forever. These are the signs of Allah which we recite to you in truth, and Allah does not desire any wrong for the creatures. To Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth, and to Allah all matters are returned. You are the best nation ever brought forth for mankind. You bid what is right and forbid what is wrong, and have faith in Allah. And if the people of the book had believed, it would have been better for them. Among them, some are faithful, but most of them are transgressors. They will never do you any harm except for some hurt. And if they fight you, they will turn their backs to flee. Then they will not be helped. Abasement has been stamped upon them wherever they are confronted, except for an asylum from Allah and an asylum from the people. And they earned the wrath of Allah, and poverty was stamped upon them. That because they would defy the signs of Allah and kill the prophets unjustly. That because they would disobey and used to commit transgression. Yet they are not all alike. Among the people of the book is an upright group. They recite Allah's signs in the watches of the night and prostrate. They have faith in Allah and the last day, and bid what is right and forbid what is wrong, and are active in performing good deeds. They are among the righteous. And whatever good they do, they will not go unappreciated for it, and Allah knows best the God-wary. As for the faithless, neither their wealth nor their children will avail them anything against Allah. They shall be the inmates of the fire, and they shall remain in it forever. The parable of what they spend in the life of this world is that of a cold wind that strikes the tillage of a people who wronged themselves, destroying it. Allah does not wrong them, but they wrong themselves. O you who have faith, do not take your confidants from others than yourselves. They will spare nothing to ruin you. They are eager to see you in distress. Hatred has already shown itself from their mouths, and what their breasts hide within is yet worse. We have certainly made the signs clear for you should you apply reason. You are the ones who bear love towards them while they do not love you, though you believe in all the books. And when they meet you, they say, We believe. But when they are alone, they bite their fingertips out of rage at you. Say, Die of your rage. Indeed, Allah knows best what is in their breasts. If some good should befall you, it upsets them. But if some ill should befall you, they rejoice at it. Yet if you are patient and God-wary, their guile will not harm you in any way. Indeed, Allah comprehends what they do. When you left your family at dawn to settle the faithful in their positions for battle, and Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. When two groups among you were about to lose courage, though Allah is their guardian, and in Allah let all the faithful put their trust. Certainly Allah helped you at Badr, when you were abased in the enemy's eyes. So be wary of Allah, so that you may give thanks. When you were saying to the faithful, Is it not enough for you that your Lord should aid you with 3,000 angels sent down? Yes, if you are steadfast and God-wary, and should they come at you suddenly, your Lord will aid you with 5,000 marked angels. Allah did not appoint it but as a good news for you, and to reassure with it your hearts, and victory comes only from Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise, that He may cut down a section of the faithless or subdue them, so that they retreat disappointed. You have no hand in the matter whether He accepts their repentance or punishes them, for they are indeed wrongdoers. To Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. He forgives whomever He wishes and punishes whomever He wishes, and Allah is all-forgiving, all-merciful. O you who have faith, do not exact usury twofold and severalfold, and be wary of Allah so that you may be felicitous. and beware of the fire which has been prepared for the faithless, and obey Allah and the Apostle so that you may be granted His mercy, and hasten towards your Lord's forgiveness and a paradise as vast as the heavens and the earth prepared for the God-weary. Those who spend in ease and adversity and suppress their anger and excuse the faults of the people, and Allah loves the virtuous. And those who, when they commit an indecent act or wrong themselves, remember Allah and plead Allah's forgiveness for their sins. And who forgives sins except Allah, and who do not persist in what they have committed while they know? Their reward is forgiveness from their Lord, and gardens with streams running in them to remain in them forever. How excellent is the reward of the workers! Certain divine precedents have passed before you, so travel over the land, and then observe how was the fate of the deniers. This is an explanation for mankind and a guidance and advice for the God-wary. Do not weaken or grieve. You shall have the upper hand should you be faithful. If a wound afflicts you, a like wound has already afflicted those people, and we make such vicissitudes rotate among mankind so that Allah may ascertain those who have faith and that He may take martyrs from among you, and Allah does not like the wrongdoers, and so that Allah may purge those who have faith and that He may wipe out the faithless. Do you suppose that you would enter paradise while Allah has not yet ascertained those of you who have waged jihad and not ascertained the steadfast? Certainly you were longing for death before you had encountered it. Then certainly you saw it as you looked on. Muhammad is but an apostle. Other apostles have passed before him. If he dies or is slain, will you turn back on your heels? Anyone who turns back on his heels will not harm Allah in any way, and Allah will reward the grateful. No soul may die except by Allah's leave at an appointed time. Whoever desires the reward of this world, we will give him of it. And whoever desires the reward of the hereafter, we will give him of it. And we will reward the grateful. How many a prophet there has been, with whom a multitude of godly men fought. They did not falter for what befell them in the way of Allah. Neither did they weaken, nor did they abase themselves, and Allah loves the steadfast. All that they said was, "Our Lord, forgive us our sins, and our excesses in our affairs, and make our feet steady, and help us against the faithless lot." So Allah gave them the reward of this world, and the fair reward of the hereafter, and Allah loves the virtuous. O you who have faith, if you obey the faithless, they will turn you back on your heels, and you will become losers. Rather, Allah is your master, and He is the best of helpers. We shall cast terror into the hearts of the faithless because of their ascribing to Allah partners, for which He has not sent down any authority, and their refuge shall be the fire, and evil is the final abode of the wrongdoers. Allah certainly fulfilled His promise to you when you were slaying them with His leave, until you lost courage, disputed about the matter, and disobeyed after He showed you what you loved. Some of you desire this world, and some of you desire the hereafter. Then He turned you away from them so that He might test you. Certainly, He has excused you, for Allah is gracious to the faithful. When you were fleeing without paying any attention to anyone, while the Apostle was calling you from your rear, He requited you with grief upon grief, so that you may not grieve for what escapes you, nor for what befell you, and Allah is well aware of what you do. Then He sent down to you safety after grief, a drowsiness that came over a group of you, while another group, anxious only about themselves, entertained false notions about Allah, notions of pagan ignorance. They say, "Do we have any role in the matter?" Say, "Indeed, the matter belongs totally to Allah." They hide in their hearts what they do not disclose to you. They say, "Had we any role in the matter, we would not have been slain here." Say, "Even if you had remained in your houses, those destined to be slain would have set out toward the places where they were laid to rest, so that Allah may test what is in your breasts, and that He may purge what is in your hearts, and Allah knows best what is in the breasts." Those of you who fled on the day when the two hosts met, only Satan had made them stumble because of some of their deeds. Certainly Allah has excused them, for Allah is all forgiving, all forbearing. O you who have faith, do not be like the faithless who say of their brethren when they travel in the land or go into battle, had they stayed with us, they would not have died or been killed, so that Allah may make it a regret in their hearts. But Allah gives life and brings death, and Allah sees best what you do. If you are slain in the way of Allah or die, surely forgiveness and mercy from Allah are better than what they amass. And if you die or are slain, you will surely be mustered toward Allah. It is by Allah's mercy that you are gentle to them, and had you been harsh and hard-hearted, surely they would have scattered from around you. So excuse them, and plead for forgiveness for them, and consult them in the affairs. And once you are resolved, put your trust in Allah. Indeed, Allah loves those who trust in Him. If Allah helps you, no one can overcome you. But if He forsakes you, who will help you after Him? So in Allah let all the faithful put their trust. A prophet may not breach his trust, and whoever breaches his trust will bring his breaches on the day of resurrection. Then every soul shall be recompensed fully for what it has earned, and they will not be wronged. Is he who follows the course of Allah's pleasure like him who earns Allah's displeasure, and whose refuge is hell, an evil destination? They have ranks with Allah, and Allah sees best what they do. Allah certainly favored the faithful when He raised up among them an apostle from among themselves to recite to them His signs and to purify them and to teach them the book and wisdom, and earlier they had indeed been in manifest error. What? When an affliction visits you, while you have inflicted twice as much, do you say, "How is this?" Say, "This is from your own souls. Indeed Allah has power over all things." What befell you on the day when the two hosts met was by Allah's permission, so that He may ascertain the faithful and ascertain the hypocrites. When they were told, "Come, fight in the way of Allah or defend yourselves," they said, "If we knew any fighting, surely we would have followed you." That day they were nearer to unfaith than to faith. They say with their mouths what is not in their hearts, and Allah knows best whatever they conceal. Those who said of their brethren, while they themselves sat back, "Had they obeyed us, they would not have been killed," say, "Then keep death off from yourselves, should you be truthful." Do not suppose those who were slain in the way of Allah to be dead. Rather, they are living and provided for near their Lord, exulting in what Allah has given them out of His grace, and rejoicing for those who have not yet joined them from those left behind them, that they will have no fear, nor will they grieve. They rejoice in Allah's blessing and grace, and that Allah does not waste the reward of the faithful. Those who responded to Allah and the Apostle even after they had been wounded, for those of them who have been virtuous and God-wary, there shall be a great reward. Those to whom the people said, "All the people have gathered against you, so fear them," that only increased them in faith. And they said, "Allah is sufficient for us, and He is an excellent trustee." So they returned with Allah's blessing and grace, untouched by any evil. They pursued the pleasure of Allah, and Allah is dispenser of a great grace. That is only Satan frightening his followers. So fear them not, and fear me, should you be faithful. Do not grieve for those who are active in unfaith. They will not hurt Allah in the least. Allah desires to give them no share in the hereafter, and there is a great punishment for them. Those who have bought unfaith for faith will not hurt Allah in the least, and there is a painful punishment for them. Let the faithless not suppose that the respite that we grant them is good for their souls. We give them respite only that they may increase in sin, and there is a humiliating punishment for them. Allah will not leave the faithful in your present state until He has separated the bad ones from the good. Allah will not acquaint you with the unseen, but Allah chooses from His apostles whomever He wishes. So have faith in Allah and His apostles, and if you are faithful and God-wary, there shall be a great reward for you. Let the stingy not suppose that their grudging what Allah has given them out of His grace is good for them. Rather, it is bad for them. They will be collared with what they grudge on the day of resurrection. To Allah belongs the heritage of the heavens and the earth, and Allah is well aware of what you do. Allah has certainly heard the remark of those who said, Allah is poor and we are rich. We will record what they have said and their killing of the prophets unjustly, and we shall say, taste the punishment of the burning. That is because of what your hands have sent ahead, and because Allah is not tyrannical to the servants. To those who say, Allah has pledged us not to believe in any apostle unless he brings us an offering consumed by fire, say, apostles before me certainly brought you manifest signs and what you speak of. Then why did you kill them should you be truthful? But if they deny you, then before you other apostles have been denied, who came with manifest signs, holy writs, and an illuminating scripture. Every soul shall taste death, and you will indeed be paid your full rewards on the day of resurrection. Whoever is delivered from the fire and admitted to paradise has certainly succeeded. The life of this world is nothing but the wares of delusion. You will surely be tested in your possessions and your souls, and you will surely hear from those who are given the book before you, and from the polytheists much affront. But if you are patient and God-wary, that is indeed the steadiest of courses. When Allah made a covenant with those who were given the book, you shall explain it for the people, and you shall not conceal it. They cast it behind their backs and sold it for a paltry gain. How evil is what they buy! Do not suppose those who exult in what they have done and love to be praised for what they have not done, do not suppose them saved from punishment, and there is a painful punishment for them. To Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, and Allah has power over all things. Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation of night and day, there are signs for those who possess intellects. Those who remember Allah standing, sitting, and lying on their sides, and reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth, and say, Our Lord, you have not created this in vain. Immaculate are you. Save us from the punishment of the fire. Our Lord, whoever that you make enter the fire will surely have been disgraced by you, and the wrongdoers will have no helpers. Our Lord, we have indeed heard a summoner calling to faith, declaring, Have faith in your Lord. So we believed. Our Lord, forgive us our sins, and absolve us of our misdeeds, and make us die with the pious. Our Lord, give us what you have promised us through your apostles, and do not disgrace us on the day of resurrection. Indeed, you do not break your promise. Then their Lord answered them, I do not waste the work of any worker among you, whether male or female. You were all on the same footing. So those who migrated and were expelled from their homes and were tormented in my way, and those who fought and were killed, I will surely absolve them of their misdeeds, and I will admit them into gardens with streams running in them as a reward from Allah. And Allah, with Him, is the best of rewards. Never be misled by the bustle of the faithless in the towns. It is a trivial enjoyment, then their refuge is hell, and it is an evil resting place. But those who are wary of their Lord, for them shall be gardens with streams running in them, to remain in them forever, a hospitality from Allah, and what is with Allah is better for the pious. Indeed, among the people of the book, there are surely some who have faith in Allah, and in what has been sent down to you, and in what has been sent down to them. Humble toward Allah. They do not sell the signs of Allah for a paltry gain. They shall have their reward near their Lord. Indeed, Allah is swift at reckoning. O you who have faith, be patient, stand firm, and close your ranks, and be wary of Allah so that you may be felicitous.